Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have Jim Green, a frequent guest on the program. But Jim, you haven't been on in a long time. Welcome back.
Great. It's good to be back.
So Jim, why don't you remind folks what you do at Intel?
I am a product marketing engineer in the data center group. And I've been focused for the last several years, focused on server security technologies and cloud security. In that role, I get to work with the end user community and kind of articulating some of the value propositions and uses for our technology, but also with the ecosystem that takes and builds upon our foundational building blocks and makes real business value solutions for customers.
And I heard that you recently added another feather in your cap as published author along with Bill Futrell at Intel. Can you tell us about the book that you just delivered?
Yeah, the book was really Bill's idea, and our roles were always out talking to customers about the technologies and solutions. Bill had been agitating for some time to say, wow, you know, we do these presentations and we do talks and we answer questions for folks. Wouldn't it be great if we could kind of pull together all the information we have and not only explain the technology, but really explain how to use it? How to implement this. If you're a data center manager, how do you take advantage of this capability? So he said, hey, Jim, will you join with me and do this book? And I said, you know, it'd be a real honor. So that's what we did. We wrote a book that tried to accomplish two goals. One is tell an IT manager that's buying servers with this capability in their infrastructure today how to set it up, how to deploy it, you know, how to implement policies, et cetera, based on it. And then to say, this is why you're doing it. This is the type of protection you get, and kind of reiterate the value propositions, not only from today, but also give them some sense of you're building a foundation to a better tomorrow with more capabilities that could be layered on top of this in the future.
Now, we're going to dive into the topics of the book in a second, but I just want to say that Jim and Bill have been kind enough to allow us to offer for our Chip Chat listeners 5 free copies of the book. I think we can get Jim to sign them too. If you are one of the first 5 to respond, just tweet and we will get you out your own copy of this exciting book on security. So you touched on a topic that's at the forefront of many people's minds, Jim, which is security in the cloud. And I guess my question to you is, what is Intel's role in that space and how do we work to make the cloud more secure?
We're in the fortunate position of having a very strong market share across the data center, and clouds are essentially other versions of data centers, right? So we have a really powerful capability to be able to put new capabilities and controls and get them pervasively enabled through the marketplace to make, whether it's your traditional data center or cloud, a much more predictable place. So we can put infrastructure there. You can say, hey, this control is going to be in that environment. I can take advantage of that control. And working with the ecosystem to basically expose that control is available is in itself a very powerful thing, because today the cloud is just this big nebulous thing, right? You have no idea what you're connecting to. We can now start to provide information about what you're connecting to. Information about, is it trusted or not? Has it been compromised? Is it a known good system? Eventually, things such as geotags. Where is the server located? So we can start to fundamentally answer some of these questions and change the dynamic of cloud security so that it's no longer really hit or miss or a one-off value proposition, depending on what type of deal you can negotiate with your cloud service provider to say, no, there's infrastructure that's going to be broadly available and that can really start to change not only the way you work with the cloud, but the types of workloads that you feel comfortable being able to put into the cloud.
People are talking about all sorts of data breaches and in the news, and you know, I think that we hear about new ones all the time. What do you think folks are doing and not taking advantage of in terms of the full capabilities of security that lead to these data breaches?
So most people have a plan. It's how comprehensive the plan is. And let's face it, you can't plan for everything. There are too many adversaries. They have too much resources. If someone wants to get you, they will get you. It's a matter of, can you put enough protections in place to make it really, really hard for them to get you? That's essentially what the security game comes down to when people talk about defense in depth and layered security models. And those are all the right things to do. Unfortunately, the devil's always in the detail. A lot of the breaches you see today are mistakes. People make mistakes. You know, they do a misconfiguration of a firewall, or they, you know, don't change administrative passwords to some of the defense systems or to a database, and that's typically where things go awry. the Intel approach is actually kind of interesting by saying, wait a minute, let us bake in new security capabilities into the platform you're already buying and deploying today and give you new level layers of protection without you having to go take on the added cost and burden and complexity. So I think that's one of the unique value propositions that Intel can deliver by integrating and building these things in. A, we can make them harder and faster, more efficient, because, again, a lot of them we can route into silicon. And then B, it's simple. You can deploy them as you're deploying the rest of your server infrastructure, for example.
Well, you talk about hardware root of trust. Why is this such a critical capability when it comes to security?
There are two ways. One is it lowers the vulnerability threshold, right? So the bad guys, cyber criminals, are getting increasingly sophisticated. They can hack ever lower layers of your platform that are relatively unprotected today in your traditional compute models. They can get down way deep in memory underneath the operating system. They can go after your BIOS and firmware in ways that people couldn't do 20 years ago. So now, how do you protect against those types of things? Hardware root of trust allows us to say, wait a minute, before anything else happens, right from the reset vector, we can start security operations. We can quiesce all threads, and we can make sure that we're evaluating that environment so we can now put a protection in place against that. What's more interesting and has really been transformative in the discussion about security with the industry has been saying is once you have that capability in a platform, it's reportable. You can query that platform, and the silicon can give you a response and tell you about its status. As I mentioned, it can tell you about its integrity. You can add to it, and it could tell you, for example, if you put a geotag into it, it could tell you where the server's located. And now you can use that for your security audit purposes in a way that you couldn't do before, especially when you start talking about off-premise equipment. And you can start to do things like control workloads. So you can meet regulatory requirements, for example, to keep all the information that's supposed to be in the U.S. or keep information out of the U.S., as many governments would want to do. You can do that because you now have these definable boundaries in the cloud. So gaining that visibility into the infrastructure gives you an enormous amount of control that you just never had before. So it kind of transforms the concept of cloud computing from one of assumed trust to one of provable control, which is very, very powerful.
One thing that you always talk about is, you know, like, how do we stay ahead of the emerging threats?
There are kind of three vectors that I think we're going to see evolution in. You need to increase your ability to detect attacks of all different types. So whether it's over the network, whether it's malware, when something bad is happening, and increasingly that comes around to, do you have sensors and the ability to do analytics to, say, correlate event A with event B across the globe and say, wait a minute, these are two things that are happening, and it's leading to something bigger. So the analytic capability to help you detect attacks and the sensor capabilities that give you the data to analyze to be able to do that is going to be critical. I think the next big evolution is, again, protections. What new protections can we put in place? That's both for data. So how do we enhance crypto, for example, across multi-vectors, as well as what can we do, again, to harden that platform? And I think the last and probably the most critical element is going to be innovations in recovery. When bad things happen to us, how do we manage the mayhem? You have to assume you're going to get beat. And when you get beaten, how do you make sure your data is protected and you can get it recovered and you get back to an operational state as quickly as possible?
I'm sure people will have questions for you. So, you know, obviously there's the book, but where else would you point people to if they want to continue the conversation with Intel on security in the data center?
You know, intel.com/TXT will get, and you can link off to other technologies from there, certainly.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for taking time out. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Love to have you and Bill back in the future.
Great. Thanks.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/ChipChat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/BigData, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.